Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior softball star at Hendrick Hudson High School, Taken Dapson. So hi, and welcome to the show, Taken. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. So I noticed your nomination letter, by the way, was from earlier in the month, and I have gotten an update on how the team has been doing for a couple of games more recently. But I will go through some accomplishments. But you guys got off to an 8-3 start, your softball team, this season. And for some game action, I noticed going back a few weeks that you had a pretty convincing 13-4 win over the reigning Class A champs, which is Lakeland. And you went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs and a stolen base. Had to be kind of nice to take down the champs, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good. They've been beating us for the past couple of years, so it's good to like take back a win for this year.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So is that considered one of your big rivalries?
Definitely. Them and Panis have always been like solid competition that we've been able to face throughout the years. So it was good to finally beat them this year.
Oh, good for you guys. Good for you. And when I was growing up, I went to Mayapak. So I was, you know, in your area. But our big rival was Carmel. So I understand when you were able to get a victory against the arch rivals. And then I also noticed that speaking of Mayapak, and by the way, I will not hold this against you, that you beat them 7-1 in extra innings. You went 2-for-4 again, scored a run. You grabbed a stolen base, another stolen base, as a matter of fact, and you drove one in. And the stolen bases seem to be part of your thing these days.
I would think so.
Yeah, which I guess is it's a good thing to know that for the team that the leadoff hitter is able to possibly end up on second base in about 2 seconds.
I hope so.
Yeah. And then from more recent games, I see you decided instead of the 2-for-4s that you were going to change your MO and go 3-for-5 instead for a few games, and 5 runs scored, 4 ribbies, a couple of victories there. So catch me up. Where does the team stand now?
Well, today we have our first sectionals game against Nanuet. Home game today, hoping that the rain holds out and that we can play. But we started, well, last week we had a couple of wins, which is good to start off the postseason on a strong foot.
Right, right. It's a great way to step into it, knowing that you're on a high note. That's definitely it. And, you know, and knowing that you're playing your best ball. So, Nanuet now, where do they stand? When it comes to the section, are they, I don't know what their record is. I don't know how good they are. Is this a team that that you definitely have to concern yourselves with today?
Well, we're ranked 8 while they're ranked 9. We have played them earlier in the season. We won with a walk-off from our freshman third baseman, Janae. So it should be a great game today. We just got to play our best.
All right. That had to feel pretty good to be the freshman and have a walk-off at a big win, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure that was great for her. And so you answered one of my questions because I was going to ask when the playoffs kick in, but obviously that is today. And my apologies that I've got to get you on the phone, but I'm sure you want to be concentrating on other things. But I see that it's not just softball you've been a star at, but you've also been playing on the varsity of field hockey since 8th grade.
Yeah, that was my sport that I picked up randomly in middle school.
Really?
Yeah. I'd always played soccer when I was younger. And coming into middle school, we realized there were so many kids who played soccer at Hen Hud. We figured, why not try something else? So we picked up field hockey and ended up falling in love with it.
Apparently so. And apparently you did a pretty fine job of the sport that you just picked up because, you know, you ended up being a varsity starter for 5 years and you ended up being the captain for 4 years. And but my first question, though, is so as an 8th grader and a sport that you've just said that you just picked up, what was that like to make the varsity team when you hadn't even entered high school yet?
It was pretty nerve wracking. I didn't know too many girls. I had none of them were any types of rude, but just not knowing anyone. I did have a couple of friends, though, that came up with me. So that was comforting. The coaching staff was really great, along with the girls. So they made me feel comfortable real quick.
And then I'm sure that you were able to, you know, take what you learned there and flip it around in later years when it came to you being the captain of the team and being able to assist some of the new younger girls that are coming on to join the team. Do you ever feel any pressure being the captain, or is that more like a motivator for you?
It kind of swings both ways. The pressure honestly motivates me because I'm the one they look up to from some aspects of things. So I have to be at my best at all times. So that motivates me to keep on going.
Oh, surely. I mean, that, you know, that's what the captain position is for. You know, it's that leadership role. And yes, they do look up to you. And obviously you're walking the walk when it comes to your play on the field. So that helps alleviate some of the pressure. But I'm sure that, you know, you're doing a fine job. And the best part is that whatever you were able to learn from when you were that eighth grader and that youngster that was feeling a little nervous about the whole thing, you've been able to add your own experience and, you know, now offer that up to the younger ones. So that's fantastic. And that's got to feel nice to be able to just kind of come full circle and pay it back.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to be able to help those younger ones feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And I see the USA Field Hockey Futures Nexus Regional Championship athlete. Now, what is that? I know I've talked to another winner of this award who was also in the same situation, but remind me.
It's like you would go and play for a couple of weekends and you get evaluated. And then they select a few, like a select few players to go and play in a tournament. And then you can even move on from there. So it's just like an evaluation type thing.
Okay. And now going back to what you had mentioned earlier, when you said that you just, you know, kind of picked up field hockey in middle school, I see. And I find this just to be the coolest thing ever, that you did the same thing with bowling.
Yes.
That, so apparently, I guess the team needed, five girls to be able to compete. And there were only two girls on the team. So you and three of your softball teammates decided to join the bowling team.
Yes. Me, my sister, and then my two probably best friends. We were like, well, what could we do this winter to just have some fun? We were like, why not go bowling for free?
Yes.
We signed up for the bowling team and somehow ended up in the middle of March in Syracuse bowling at States.
Which is, that is the second part of this that I find to be too cool. Now, first of all, one of the really great things is that not only did you guys, find something to do, you know, in the wintertime to go bowling and go bowling for free, but you also helped out the two young ladies that were on the team that weren't going to be able to compete because you gave them a team.
Yeah, it was pretty great. One girl had, like, from the beginning, and she smiling from ear to ear every time we would win or make it any further. So it's great to see that.
Oh, I'm sure. That's just some icing on the cake. You know, you all had some fun. And then, of course, like you said, you know, you make it up to Syracuse and you end up winning the Section 1 championship. And you were all league, all section, all journal news. And then when you went to the championships, what, you finished 25th overall in the state?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's considering, again, it was just you all saying, hey, why don't we just try bowling? That's a pretty good end right there. Now, what about your family when it comes to sports there, Tegan? Does mom and dad, do you have brothers and sisters? Oh, you mentioned you had a sister. My apologies.
I have a younger sister. She's a sophomore. She is also on the field hockey team. She bowled with me and she actually started playing lacrosse this year.
Okay.
My parents both played in high school. My mom played through college. She was a soccer player. My dad played rugby in college, and they have just been supporting me through anything and everything I choose to do in my athletic career.
Oh, that's great. And then, you know, and having parents that have played sports, I mean, it doesn't matter if they have or not, but it does help that they at least know, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that you're going through when it comes to offering that support.
Mm-hmm. It's just great to dance all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Tegan Dapson of Hendrick Hudson High School. Now, Tegan, when it comes to this award, academics are also part of it, and I see that you've got that pretty well covered. You have almost 100 average. High school honor roll all the years you've been there. Math Honor Society, I see Hispanic Honor Society, the National Honor Society, and a schedule of AP and honors classwork. Now, what AP and honors classes are you taking? And is there anything in particular that you're fond of when it comes to the classwork?
I really enjoy like science and math. So while selecting my courses throughout high school, I've tried to center more like AP and honors courses around them. I've taken AP Chemistry and AP Bio along with AP US History. I really do enjoy biology and sciences like that.
So. Okay. Now, is that something that you would consider moving forward as when you're making your way to college, which we'll talk about in a little bit?
Yeah, I am currently majoring in biology.
All right. And I also see that you've been involved in student government in your time there at HenHud. And what capacity are you involved in now?
I really just help run some of the fundraisers that we do, help set up, and then volunteer when they happen around the school.
All right. And a member of the Health Occupation Students of America. What do you all do there?
That's a really cool group that one of my science teachers runs, where she invites different members of our community that work in science, in different fields of science. We'll have like occupational therapist or physical therapist, or we have our athletic trainer come in and just kind of talk about like an everyday life is for them, how they got into that occupation and all that good stuff.
Okay. Which I'm sure helps you out, because I also noticed that you are a phys ed student teaching assistant.
Yes. There is a program in our high school called Peer Leadership, where we go in as upperclassmen and help some of the younger freshmen or the underclassmen in their gym classes.
Okay. And I was going to ask you about that, but you've just answered my question. So again, kind of like when it comes to the captainship, you know, in sports, I guess you're doing the same thing with the peer leadership, and that's got to feel kind of good.
Yeah, it's pretty great just to help those younger ones who have been stuck in their houses the past couple of years to be more comfortable in a new environment, because it's brand new for them.
Right, right. And it's, you know, and definitely, like you said, the stuck in the houses for the past couple of years, you know, they're the ones that right now are going through something none of us have ever had to go through. So they have that extra hurdle. So it's good that you're there to help them overcome that.
Yeah.
And I also see that you took part in the Henhud Relay for Life. You raised some money for cancer.
Yes, I think that might have been out of Yorktown when we did it.
Okay.
But me and a friend did that Relay for Life to help.
All right. So, and a question that I ask everybody, with all that you've got going on, because all the winners of this award, I mean, you folks are just so darn impressive, excuse me, to me, because you've got so much going on and yet you keep all of it at an elite level. What do you do to kind of balance it all without, you know, going a little nutty?
I really enjoy like my personal time. I'm big when it comes to just sitting down by myself and relaxing. I enjoy a good movie. I really enjoy doing puzzles when I feel stressed. It just helps to just like relax and decompress and just find my center again.
Well, I can understand that. I'm with you on the finding a little bit of quiet time. And I also enjoy just sitting back with a good movie. So it is definitely important to be able to kind of reset a little bit when you get a chance, especially if you've got a lot going on. And I see now that you've had according to your nomination letter, you have quite a few options when it comes to colleges and sports, and that you have decided that you're going to attend Alabama next year as part of their honors program. Now, what exactly is the honors program that you're going to be entering?
So there's just a different aspect of academics at Alabama in the honors program. I'm also in there's a separate program for STEM majors.
Okay.
That allows me to get my STEM major along with a master's in business, my MBA, in 5 years. So I will also be a part of that program.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And one more thing, and I'll read this from your nomination letter before we close up shop here, is she will be a name that society will hear about in the future. So I just want to let you know, no pressure on you.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, after talking to you here today, I can see those words being possibly a little prophetic. So good for you. And but listen, I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations again on this Con Ed Award. The award's been around for a long time, and I'll tell you what, you well deserve it, as with our others so far this year, the ones I've had the pleasure to interview. But you know, when it comes to moving forward, well, first off, when it comes to softball, good luck today when you all take on Nanuet.
Thank you.
And then when you get to Alabama, even more luck there. So are you gonna play some sports when you get there? Are you thinking about that?
I'm looking to do some club sports, possibly.
Okay. All right. At least just keep yourself active. And you never know. You might come across a sport there at Alabama that you haven't tried yet. And you'll say, oh, what the heck? I'm just going to go do this, and I'm going to end up being really good at it.
might as well try.
Yeah, what the heck? Why not? So for Hendrick Hudson High School's Tegan Dabson, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.